partire di Assude. What's the contact? Shooting him Oregon. Kovo the Chaveo Nani Ramona Mishalem Milkal Allah Mihocha. The Chinot the one Hashem in us, we shall have you up to your Lazer, or the Amra Abba Lazer, but the Mitzvah Shiva Mitzvah across the Medara. What do you mean a Mitzvah? It's a Titan. Right? Chinot the one Hashem. It's a fight to the death. Not doesn't mean it. You're reading it wrong. It's not the mitzvah to the mitzvah. It's not the word mitzvah. Right? It's either the matzus or the mitzvah. Right? It's not the word mitzvah. It's short of the not to our nation. Right? A fight to the death. Just then, how do you know they're fighting to the death? Then also in here, the notator never stop us novice. That means that the conclusion of this fight might be someone's demise. Have you done it? Idlo asube a my mitzvah. You never sacrifice nefesh. It's impossible. You can't kill someone without any asur. I'll absolutely ask you about it. It's obvious that he was warned. Don't you dare do this. If you kill somebody, you're going to be killed. Okay? He was warned. And the Gemara goes on and says, it's an assumption for the moment. Okay. I'm assuming it for the moment. So Rashi says in the last line, the devil come and meet the Mustafa Akash in that kind of a lot. You almost feel good. But I feel like I'm Rachmana. If he ain't shown to you, you see, on his name, blood out. The Apagav, the Gastrol, the Malcolm, all the Mishalim, and the local. This is the source that you pay and rather than getting Malkuth when it comes to Tashlum. Rahman Allah, you also know the Shayosh. Malkuth the Rabbi Ashim, you might be Mustaz, Rahman Allah, Mustaz, Rahal, Zilma Allah, having slow habits. Who said? Maybe it's not that way. Maybe your assumption is wrong. If the Dilemma, Havi, we might be Mr. Hamura, Zilma Malkuth. Wow, that's quite a radical proposition. Implying that to give up their life they would do, but to be punished, they wouldn't do. It's more than killing someone, it's torturing him. What kind of comparison? There was no limit. Whereas Malkus, given by Bezna, has a limit. Of course it's less than Nisa. Malkus, Rabbi Yaakov, and Hatko, Honichle, Abon, and the Amri, Nefesh, Manish. Nefesh, Tachas, Nefesh, and he's getting killed. Obviously, it's Astro. Elele Rebbe, the Amamama, Ma'ikol, and Ma'imah, the whole food falls off according to Shittas Rebbe. Let's read the Rashi. Nazua Yisura, no shana lach Yisura, Malchus HaKosh, Ein lo Kitzvah. Adol Malchus, Kesh lo Kitzvah, Abonim. Hanicha, le Rabonim, the Yami, the Sanhedrin, the Ariel, and the Shrof, and the Fayin Tet. This guy, the Nara, Gazer, the Hora, Gazer, Chayev, the Hayev, and the Tata, Tavish, Nefesh, Tavash, Nefesh, Mamish, Kama. If the Nemeh, that Kut, Mikor, Bashi, Yitzvi, Bo, Vol, the Mele, Tavagadi, Gastro, Yeonish, Mamin, Gashen, Samisa, despite the fact that Mamin is in competition with Malchus. Ella the Rabbi the Emma Hosan the Skyman Lara Gazer Vahara Gazer Ey no Nerag Ella Mishalem Dimei Ha'isha Li Yosheo. That's Rabbi Shita Im Kain Ev Shalu Kumekra Bishalo Hitzrubo Umishamaki Ki Ein Osan Mishalem Dimei Vlada Vichi Yesh Osan Mishalem Dimei Isha Abel Asubei Amala Loka Viena Mishalem. The Maika the Mema Mehekatesi the Kola the Kavel the Tashlum of Yaksh Yisri. Well, how do you know? The whole pool falls off. That's the Gemara. Now there's an interesting argument before we even begin on the Rashi. So the Kivegas are, why did Rashi say, when the Gemara said according to Rebbe, there's no proof. There's no proof. Why? Because it's referring to a case of no Hashra. And if the be Hashra, and if the be Hashra, so what? The same way as Rebbe said, if I say don't kill Reuven, huh? And you intend to kill Reuven, end up killing, you end up killing, I said don't kill anybody. If you're intending to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon. Rebbe said you're part of Mimisa, presumably it's Zerba Kivega. If you intend to hit Reuven, and you end up hitting Shimon, Chavala, should be Potter from what? Potter from Malchus. So why therefore did Rashi have to add, as referring to a case of no Hasra, no Hasra, there's no Malchus, and if there be Hasra, there would still be no Malchus. But if there would be a different case of being Malchus, maybe the Ola, Malchus, Pisa's mother, the same trash would have been raised by the Gemara without the statement of no Hasra. That's what the Kivega Teor against Rashi. So the Chavala something said, it's not true. Kivega is wrong. Kivega assumes, just like Rebbe says in the Skavin, Lara Gazeva Horeg, and that's Patami Misa. So should the Skavin, Lahako Gazeva, Hika Zeva Patami Malka, incorrect. Because the Ptur Misa comes from Magdara Kakosa, V'orav lo v'kom alo. That's the Malka of Rebbe. V'orav lo v'kom alo v'kom alo v'kom alo. You ambush him, you trap him, and you want to get him. Not you wanted to get A and you got B by mistake. As a result, this is a tour of Misa. The result of Malchus. So there would be Malchus, according to Rebbe. Therefore, the only case that there's no Malchus, according to Rebbe, is when? When there's no Astra. No Astra? That's why Rashi added the word no Astra. I have no Astra. I can even never decide to never stack up never get the answer. No, I'm Mammon. That's according to Rebbe means Mammon, and therefore, is he referring to a situation with no Astra? Very good. Sorry. Well, I don't understand it. According to sometimes you get killed, so you don't pull the shoulder, but you wanted to kill somebody. So you switch from one guy to another, by mistake. So you got killed according to the other people we're going to kill now, right? According to what we call the Rabbana, Nefesh Mamash. The Skavan, Lara Gazev, Hora Gazev, Nefesh Mamash. But don't have to be excited about Malchus. In Kol HaTarakula, what's the din? I aim for A and I get B. What's the Lacha Tak? What's the din? So we have, in Misa, the Machloka, the Tanoi. In Moment of the Kibayim, as we say, Machloka, the Machonim says, there's no Machloka. Everyone's going to be saying, Chayim and Malchus. What's the Machonim's Raya? Because in Kol HaTarakula, you would be Chayim. If you want this and you get that, you would be chayav with chayav Purim, chayav Malchus, with the exception of Shabbos. Why? What do you say about Shabbos? Well, let us mach Shabbos ultra terror. You have to get the one that you aim for. But if it wouldn't be for that specific tour of let us mach Shabbos, presumably you'd be chayav in Kol HaTarakula. And Malchus is that Kol HaTarakula? That's a fun answer to Rabbi Kivega's question. Oh, yeah. Well, true, but what is the for even decision? Carbon. When we say Misa, we don't mean Misa, we mean Steve Hariga with people. We don't mean everybody's Misa. We don't mean that. Okay, this is the Gemara. So we cover the first piece of the Gemara. The next piece will be, we'll wait till later to begin the Gemara. The last leg of this sugya will start later. Elomar Yaakov in Harp Kol B'Shvei D'Rova Mehocha. So that will come with a Shmos Kafala. Now we can wait a little bit. Let's first analyze that which we discussed already. So I ask you to see the base Yaakov. We already had your soul to the base Yaakov, which we used earlier. Remember where the soul was. Malchus and Mammon is different than Nisan Mamon. The only time the Gemara suggests that Nisan is there and Tashlumin is there is Kaya, because it's Nisan Tashlumin, but not if it's Malchus with something else. That's an unusual conclusion. That it could be that you have a situation where Malchus will copy you from Mamon and Nisan will not. Misa will not because Misa is ever the Shulman Azeh. Malchus will, so the Aforim said, how can that be? So at least said, why not? Can be. Because as we explained to love this well. So Misa and Mamin, what's the pshat? The Misa includes the Mamin, or passes the Mamin. It only works for the same individual. I died for you already. You want to take my money too? Well, I'm dying for you. You want to take my money also? That's pshat from Kimle. But if I die for Reuben, Shimon can take my money. Where today it's also the technical din. Belgium does not admit it's a true issue. It doesn't make a difference if it's to Reuben or if it's to Shimon. That's the Svara, presumably of the Beis Yaakov, makes a cryptic reference to look at Aflam Isaiah, see the two din are not the same. Why did he say that? What's happening? What's the Beis Yaakov say? It all starts with Tosu. Ela Pshita the Asrubet. Lama Gilamana. Vim Toma. Hey, Kim Mishalim Mamon. Afilu ki ein oson. Okay, when the miskaven laro, have a le rode, who miskaya benavsho, the kinle mid rabbinine. Hey, forget what Bezin's going to do with him. This guy is fair game. Anybody passing by and seeing that he is pursuing somebody, he's ready to kill somebody. If you have a 22, right, as some people advocate, then you just take it out and you can submit to the killer. Because after all, he's about to kill somebody else. That's what we call Rode. We had this a few times already before. A Rode is Chayav Misa. We discussed already a few days ago. The Chayav Misa show again in Rashi Shit in Sanhedrin. Here's a Chayav Mizidin, if you're a Mashid in Sanhedrin. But certainly it's labeled as a Chayav Misa with respect to Kimlei. That's the most famous Gemara, Ayin Gimel Mabez in Sanhedrin. Mar Sakasha, going to be Elan Alokin, Elan Mishal, what happened to Elan Mishal Mishnat, Elan Naras rather. How can it be? How can Elan Naras pay Knas? It's impossible. After all, you have the problem of killing the rabbi because of Rodev. Because Rodev, of course, applies to either someone's killing someone or someone who's going out to be Ma'anes, a woman of a riot. You open the Mishnah, you see it, the Chav Tesimanav, this is on the side. Funny, look. Sideways, you know, but they put in these new things, Musaf Rashi, you know, they kind of crowd other things out. They put it sideways. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Mevei, that's the famous Kasha on the Bo'al HaKosel. How can the Bo'al HaKosel be Kaya Fnat? So I can never have a Minei. I'll throw it. Not I'll throw it. No Kaya Musa. Kosel not Kaya Kaya Musa. But the Rode, the Gemara asks. And the Gemara has a whole series of Tirutin, if you recall. That whole discussion about how Roh, the Sheikah, the Masat Torah, if Gemara, and then the Futa, and then the famous of Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul. Who was Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul? Who is it? What did he say? What is Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul's famous memoir? Maybe you know the memoir without knowing the name. The Gemara asked Akasha, Gemara asked, it's Kinnim Rabbi name. So the first parrot is Bolekadaka. One says Minikakash Layahagana. One says Futa de Viakol. And one says Biyakol, Ahatzel, Biyakad Mevarov, Rabbi Yonas and Ben Shaul the Tanya. Rabbi Yonas and Ben Shaul says, Rodev Shir Rodev Achaveo Lahargo, Biyakol, Atzil, Biyakad Mevarov, Beloitzil. And he killed him, instead of shooting for the feet, he shot for the head. And he could have saved him by shooting for the feet. Neragola. Then gets killed. Because you had no right to kill him. It's true that you had to try to save the person being pursued. Shoot for the legs. Every cop is taught that. What they do is a different story. But they're taught to shoot for the legs. If it works. Some of them may have the guy's holding an Uzi and then he's about to kill someone. He's hitting the legs and it's too late. And it's why he's hitting the legs. Go boom. Of a shotgun. So we're not going to say that that you can shoot from the left neck, and it'll blow brains out. Otherwise, you know, you can shoot from the chest, may not work, you still pull the trigger. I don't know what you have to do. They have in the movies, you know, the mafia. But they hit them with shotguns first in the eye, so they can't, you just can't do anything. In the old traditional situations, the good old days of the Torah, when they didn't have guns like that, they had knives. So you take a knife, I know what they didn't use, you the pursuer didn't have a gun either. So what did he do? We had a knife. We go, instead of taking a knife from the throat or a bow and arrow, so. But he's not going to shoot the second. It takes them a while to shoot. And to shoot, you have to be standing up to shoot. So instead of shooting aiming for the heart, you know, the end of the movie, so like, right, always right through the heart. Right. No, so aim for the leg, and the leg will fall down, you won't be able to get up, and then it won't be able to stick the killer to hit bow and arrow. Right. That's a different story. If your aim is poor, you have no choice but to aim for, let's say, the belly button, and whichever it goes, I mean, what will happen then, I don't know. You need an archery course. FBI marks, you know. Come to Morisha to have the, nothing to do with golf course. That's a different story. They have the,
that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line, yeah. I think Moshe Oya was once the head of the archery department in Morisha. They have a little, yeah. Well, this is a different archery department. Huh? Simple as archery, get off the campus. But, anyway, yeah, so if I could have killed him in the leg, I could have shot for the leg and wounded him instead of pursue the victim. Instead, I shot him through the head and through the heart, so Rabbi Yonah and Michelle some kind of reason. I can't do it. So that's the case we're talking about. A man is running after a woman, and I'm also about to be honest, or so he said he's off a road day. No. Because the guy was around, so they shot him through the leg. He's never in a situation where he could have been killed. Fine. Does he come right there? How did Rabbi Yonah and Shaul know this to be true? What's the problem? Our Gemara. Take a look on the Sora Keshash. Here's right side up. And I'm giving it to the Sanhedrin. I am Dalai Lama now. Questions come up. Quotes the whole story. The Mitzvah Shulam Mitzvah. Mitzvah Shakos the Medaber. The fight for the death. Nefesh Lachas Nefesh. Vafilach and Rachmona Vlo Yelchen Onesh Yonesh. He Yavik Bishlam Yachal Atzila Biachal Mei Borob Lodi Zim Atzila Menasho. Hayo Zim Ashkach Atzila Odi Yonesh. Don't you Yachal Atzila Biachal Mei Borob. Elo Yamad Yochal Atzil Biachal Meivor of Nam Yidin Atzil Benasho. Hechi Mashkachas Adi Yonesh. Gevalt. Why should he be punished? Why should he pay money? After all, he is the status of a road agent. You can kill him. No, you can't kill him. Why can't you kill him? Because Yochal Atzil Biachal Meivor. You see, because Yochal Atzil Biachal Meivor may not be killed. That's Rabbi Yonah from the show's poop. Back to Gemara, back to our old nemesis. Dilma Shaini Hocha, the Misa Lazer, Nu, Vitashlumin Lazer, was the Olam what? Maybe in the Roda. But after he came, it's Misa Lazer, Vitashlumin Lazer. It's the Misa to the one party, right? And the Shlumin to the other party, Rashi says. Hamisa bala b'shul ha-chaver shal meirev imo v'atashlumen the bala yishayin who's somewhere else, he's not there, he's in his office. This misa nazeh v'atashlumen nazeh. That would explain why he would be punished with money.
Misa for the ma'anot.
Misa is for the person he's trying to kill. Mamin is for the bala yishayin who owns the blood of. That explains what Rashi says, why there would be what? There would be a chiyuv of Misa and Mammon Even though he is a Rodef, maybe he's a Rodef, you can't kill him. And Af Al Pi Kein, if he causes the damage to the pregnant woman, by the way, either by blood or by killing her, then it would be, he has to pay. Why? Because they have to walk meat on the zeh, the tashlum on the zeh. Was it loshna? No. I suggest to really reject the distinction of meat on the zeh and tashlum on the zeh. We know it's a machlokas in Shas. And then goes on to give a complicated case of Rodev, Caleb, and Holstein. That we're not going to go into right now. The common toast is an al-daf with all this background. Toast is asked, Elab Shita Dashubet. The Imtava Hechi Mishalim Mamun, Afilu Ki Ein Oson, Hakev and the Meskayv and Larek Havelay Rodef, the Meskayv and Absha Bakilim, but Rabbi Mine, Vieshloma, Vishechol and Lazilo Viechen Mevor, and lest you accuse posts of plagiarism, he tells you, Vahachi Amin and Vipen Soret, and Hedgen the Fine Dalla Lamadal. Back to Beit Yaakov, I can expand posts dramatically. Every shot, every time shot asks the question. It relates to how a Gemara is supposed to quote the Gemara's class. Quote the Gemara's class? What's the thing over here? They ask a kasha which is in effect the Gemara's class. They give a tariff to the Gemara's tariff. So what's the very nice? How do you pull that post? How do you pull that post? Post quote the Gemara and $9 with the Gemara's tariff and $9. You pull that post? What kind of business? Furthermore, to Beis Yaakov, this kasha can exist freestanding. The Gemara asked him to explain why did Tosfos ask the kasha when it came to the word Elof Pshita the Ashuvet? And it's not Ashuvet, the same kasha can exist. Rodev, what in heaven's name does Rodev have to do with Ashuvet? I'm asking you that question, Yeshua. The opposite of a Rodev has straw? What would you say, logically?
No.
What if he's 10 years old? Huh? What's it then? You kill him. You want to see some Sanhedrin, you kill him. What kind of astro? The kasha, the road of his kill with no astro. Excuse me, sir, out there. Wait a few minutes. The second witness is coming. Please, hold on for that gun. Oh, yeah, okay. Sir, we are hereby warning you that if you continue with this action of murder or rape or defense of being, you are going to be subject to penalty. And we may bring it to a court of law and you are pew. What's going on here? Just imagine. Well, I'll tell you furthermore, Hasra, as we all know, requires Kabbalah's Hasra. That's the next figure, Musa the Rachamah. Yes, I understand that. And if he doesn't say yes, I understand that you can't touch him. So, I mean, what kind of Hasra by Rode? The Pashas, he should be Hasra by Rode. A cotton's not about Hasra, and you kill the cotton too. The parish of the Moran can have it. People are busy dolem these days. There are all kinds of people with things going on over here. I'll tell you, Machavah did a brisker up. We'll come to the brisker up later. Slow. These are the kashas of the Beis Yaakov on our toast. Sorry. First Shiloh was, what, toast is pointing at Gemara's kasha or Gemara's test? What's wrong? No. Tosfos has a chiddush, but they tell you something new. Not calling the Gemara's kasha, Gemara's test. They should have said, the Sanhedrin, Torah, such and such, which was Tosfos, such and such. That's not how they present it. So, you know, we Tosfos, we Imtova, ooh, we ask the kasha, and we give it to her. Get out of here. That's pretty sad. I was like, guys, they write a whole book of plagiarism. The whole book is plagiarism. But then they say the last footnote, Elements of this work can be found in this book. They put him in jail for that. Fraud. Are they gave attribution? Yeah, you think that they found one line there. The whole book was copied word for word. They have these cases. Listen to somebody else. I forgot already. One of the guys. Who was it? Oh, Barley. That's who it was. Yeah, Barley. He previously found them were guilty of plagiarism. No, no. That was the word for plagiarism. Yeah, come on. Well, I'll tell you, it didn't have Rashi. I don't know what, but just a copy of Gemara. I had a Gemara. Anyway, so wait a second. The base Yaakov, as big as his pastor, Terutzma, gives one teret, a fascinating answer. You have to hang in there. There's an answer. Hang in. Tosfos is asking a kasha on one line in the Gemara. In Sanhedrin. Or asking on the Gemara. Ksuba is according to one line in Sanhedrin. Recall, the base Yaakov, that the Gemara said in Sanhedrin Ayindaleh, at one stage, Dil Mashani Hoko, the Misa Lezev et Hashlum in Lezev, the second wide line, and Ayindaleh Amin Aleph. What does that mean? It means the Olam, we want to argue against the Yonah Sin B'Sho. Maybe if Yochal Atzila Lecha Mevar, you can still kill him. Either you can kill them, what happened is in the two road at Kimle, answered the Gemara, no. Misa Lezev et Hashlum in Lezev. If that's the case, what's going on in the Gemara Ksuba? What's the kasha? Explain to Beis Yaakov. That's where he comes up with his Kiddush. Because Misa Lezev et Hashlum in Lezev, what? That's a flaw. That's you are chayav both one to one day. But Malchus Lezev et Hashlum in Lezev is not said. Right? As we explained a few moments ago. That is based on the Ksei Rishon, it's a technical din. And it's not said. And therefore, it's very difficult. Over here in our case, you have what? You have possibility of Misa, because he's erodic. You have a possibility of Malchus. You have a possibility of Mammon. So the Beis Yaakov, in effect, argues the Misa should knock out the Malchus. Because how do you know there's no, you don't get in a local mace? How do we know? We saw the Gemara yesterday, Lama Zayin. How do you know? Kidei Rishoso. The Misa knocks out the Malchus. That's why in this case he pays money. Leolam, if it's a contest between Malchus and Mammon, Malchus wins. Malchus beats out Mammon. Ah, over here, why does he pay? Simple. Malchus already lost in the primary. Malchus lost to Misa. And it's Misa the Zev and Tashlum and the Zev. That's why he pays. You can't be getting riot from here. A fancy shot. That Mammon beats out Malchus. Malchus lost in the first round. Who disqualified? Misa knocked him off. I go Zev and the Zev. Sum up! The Zev is not applied to the Irish Host. That's not the question. Sure. 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 Again. What are we trying to prove in the Gemara? That Mammon beats out Malchus. Correct? Correct, Tosfos. What do you mean Mammon beats out Malchus? Maybe Malchus beats out Mammon. In this case, why is there Mammon? Because Malchus was knocked out earlier. Who knocked out Malchus? Who knocked out Malchus? Who knocked out Malchus? Misa. Where does the Gemara say that? Well, the Gemara at one stage in Sanhedrin Ayindaleh says, so what? The nature of sin is what? Misa is there. The order of Yonah is going to show the draw, right? And Misa is there, but Tashlum is there. That explains that even though it's a road day, still you got to pay money. We gotta pay money. Gemara rejects that. Gemara says they gotta pay money. Why? Because the Misa is there, because the Mammon is there. That's the case. That's the case. The basis of this puzzle, which is not so anoshim, Onesh Yonesh, etc., etc., is the base of this puzzle. It's Misa Lezevet HaShlom is there, and that's because it proves absolutely nothing as far as the contest between Malchus and Mamash. The all along the same Malchus beat Mamash. But it lost in the first round, didn't it? I will tell me where it's Misa Lezevet and Malchus was there. Says Dick Beisach, and this is where he put the famous piece. So what? Makes no difference. The Zevah says only Allah when it comes to Misa and Mamet. Now it comes to Gedei Rishal to Misa and Malka. Both. Weren't you here? We learned that Lama Zion will restore the first of both. Post is the Beferit. We read the toast. I think Lama Zion is based on top. Correct? If I'm not mistaken. Look, see what's here. Open the Gemara. Open the Gemara. The Torah Shabbat practice, you know how to live it. Look at that. Yeah? What? You got it? Yes. You don't see it at all. Was explained why Tosfos asked his kasha on the words El Apshita De Atzrubet. Why? I wrote that doesn't mean Atzrubet. What do you mean Atzrubet for? The answer is no. It was discussing whether he had the Malchus aspect, and the Malchus aspect is only by Atzrubet. When it comes to Malchus, hey, let's discuss this good question. If that is the question, I concede to you, Elisha, that it's not the simple word of the question. If that's the question, what's the answer? Yesh loma, she called on the Hatzila of Yechaz Mei Eivora, Lachamina Beben Soresh, which means that the Gemara rejects that line. Ein Echinami, the Arab is inconsistent with that line of Dil Mashani Alcha to be said that the Shina Gemara says Loshna. That was the whole Kasha was based on that line, the first, second wide line. The Gemara says Loshna. That's what I mean. No parallel, right? Okay. The kasha is maybe Malchus beats out Mamet. I have Malchus beats out Mamet, and why over here do you get Malchus? Do you pay Mamet? The answer is there's no Malchus here. Why should we no Malchus here? Why should we no Malchus here? Why should we no Malchus here? The answer is not why. Then you get, this is Misa here. And Misa Papas. I want Misa Papas in a moment. Heresy. Misa isn't Papas in a moment because why? Misa is there, who Mama Kashlum is there. But by Malchus it doesn't apply. That's his case. You don't like it? Okay. You don't like it? You're stuck with the original Papas. What's going on? Why is Tosi introducing our throne here? What's the name of our throne? So, since the Beis Yaakov did not want the popularity contest here this year, people don't know a little bit too much force into the word Tosfos Kashas. All right, I hear you. So, you know, on a different track. So if you look at the Rebbe Akiva Eger, if you look at the Chiddush of Rebbe Akiva Eger, it's a from his son, of Shlom Eger. Shlom Eger is a scholar. He quotes the Pharisee in the Tabak, the Toshi Mishkut, Simon Tuff Hey, am I right? Sif Alef. So the Tabak talks about, what is it? Tosafot, where the Machaber says that Rode, who was running after Kalim, and they warned him, and he broke the Kalim, he caught it with the sin of Gabriel. Okay, so we're not Rode, he's just pure Kimber, he knows. So, Rameka says, hey, the Machaber says, is he rude? They warned him. You see that you need that straw? That's why Tosafot introduces the question of Rode for the, on the, what the Gemara says, Ella Shita the Ashruza. Problem. The Sma said it can't be. The Sma said don't give him. If you want to give him an Ashruza, very nice idea. It's obvious you don't have to give an Ashruza because you're 10 years old. He's going to go to the flowers. He's not sure by a 10-year-old. Yes. So on both sides, you have a very good memory. Yeah, a feeling of stuff. That's not real good. No, but over here we're discussing the Dini Mominus over here. Don't be so high and mighty and holy than thou. It's just a question of tachlis, balance dollars. At the very beginning of the year, somewhere we came across a yisod. We didn't discuss it that much. I think we mentioned it this time. Rabotai rode after a tzvei dinim. Did I express myself that way before? I'm not sure if I did. You say about the Tvei Dinim and Rode? No. Tvei Dinim and Rode. One, the obvious thing. To save the pursued. That's the obvious thing. There's another thing. What? Save the pursued. That's the obvious. Save the person being good, who's about to be killed or raped, sort of thing. That's the puzzle part. But the second thing, you're really Balmat Vegas. Don't be such a Bami. I mean, to be Bami, but after this, we're discussing. What do we say? A different verse. Who just said it? Who's the Chavit of the Brisker Row? What was the lesson? No? We're considered dead already. What do we consider dead already? The Rode. The Rode is a Gavrik Tila. The Rode is Ain Lo Dumin. In the Machteris, he must have got him a mace. Right? And lo dumim, there's no blood. The blood fell out of his body. No blood left. Slowly. This second did, called the Gavrik Tila, and lo dumim, presumably, is not the simple, straightforward, basic sin of saving the neder, but it's a new sin. You might view it as an onesh, the punishment. Ain't lo dunim, if a man has put himself in that situation, so therefore he is ain't lo dunim. One might argue, this is like going to the Mishnah at the wrong place to do it, slower, but if this is true, if there are in fact three dinners, then we could perhaps take a ship and Oroch literally, and argue with it's not. And thereby uphold its Flamega's throne. Liolam, of course, you must kill the rudder even without half straw. For sure. To save the Nirda. 10-year-old kid pulls out a gun. You know what you have to do with it. Blow him away. What does it blow you away? Awful. But since when does Kimle, but the other one, they apply to any person who is permitted to kill the same Kimle? Kill the Rabbi made the king of two onshes. Onish Mito, hot with an onish moment. That requires an onish. Onish Mito. If they're just going to kill you to save somebody else, that's not necessarily an onish Mito. Let's say that one is going to kill someone else, the grummer. They're going, some shtick I'm going to pull. Whatever I'm going to do, and after, if you catch me, Ustedes son una acción. La gran acción de Carlos. The halacha would be that the person should be killed anyway. He's going to do the throat. I know he's going to do it. He's going to go be most of the mouth. They tell the government. The government will tell him. That's a class of most of the Chazah. The most of you for that kill him and then keep a shadow for Shabbat. Kill him. He's a danger to me, like he is. Let's say, though, that you'd be caught in the act of the steal. You have a videotape. And he goes to the government, and the government kills this guy, but this guy is a bum. I'll speak of Bezdin. So we know that Bezdin said we have his red 280 in his proof. He went to the government to have this guy killed. He can't kill him. He doesn't kill him. The grammar. I mean, he's a real bum. But he's not probably not a grammar. Not a dinner broke back. And if he, for example, was to be no longer be a mo, so let's say the government was angry at him and the government exiled him to a different country and he can no longer do this, he wouldn't be allowed to kill him anymore. But he can still kill him if he could stop him from doing it. So the suggestion is made, that kind of a guy, although I have to kill him, perhaps would not have a second halakh. El Adam is only going to come up to kill someone with his own hand, with his own gun, with his own knife. And here comes the bar. The Ptur Mamin, killing the Ravine, is only because of the second dinner brother. But you are a din of Onesh. And the Brisgrub explains at length of the statement of the Mosea Karim Aleph. I love you, Gimel. That the nature that did is Ein Lo Damin. It's an Onesh. It's not from Atzalas HaNidah. It's Tzvei Dinim. It's only that second in a Patlas from Mamin. So therefore one could argue that maybe the Shulchan Aruch meant what he said and said what he meant 100%. But the only time you're puzzled from the tail that you broke is when you're a rosin who got a half straw. Aye, the smart food from the Gemara, you kill him without a half straw. What's the answer? You kill him without a half straw. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch holds that until he got out straw, the second din of onshin does not take effect. That's an interesting possibility. Definitely. I repeat, we thought the other way around is possible. It could be our fellow Tanya. though there's no full atolos in it, how is that possible? Yochol atzilo v'yechol v'yechol. The Rambam says that if I can stop the reading by shooting in the leg, and instead I shoot you in the heart and you die, if I do it, Chas v'shalom, I don't do it. If you do it, you don't get killed. But they ask the Rambam, why shouldn't you get killed? Why shouldn't you get killed? You could have stopped it, you could have saved the pursued without killing the pursuer. Says the Brisker Rav, true. Al Patsala San Nirdav, you could have saved the Nirdav without killing. Shooting for the leg. But this guy, Sanein Lo Domin, why? Someone else could only kill him by shooting him in the heart, or some other thing, because it's a different circumstance, or whatever the technical reason. There was a new status of Ein Lo Domin. Even though there's no full atolos in it, how is that possible? Yochol atzilo v'yechol v'yevolos. The Rambam says that if I can stop the reading by shooting in the leg, and instead I shoot you in the heart and you die, if I do it, Chas v'shalom, I don't do it. If you do it, you don't get killed. But they ask the Rambam, why shouldn't you get killed? Why shouldn't you get killed? You could have stopped it, you could have saved the pursued without killing the pursuer. Says the Brisker Rav, true. Al Patsala San Nirdav, you could have saved the Nirdav without killing. Aiming for the leg. But this guy, Sanein Lo Domin, why? Someone else could only kill him by shooting him in the heart, or some other thing, because it's a different circumstance, whatever the technical reason. There was a new status of Sanein Lo Domin.
I'm not good.
One second. And we also discussed this more recently. Let me just finish one more time. That the status of Rodev continues as long as the act goes on. For example, we discussed the case of the Morris and Hedin Afayim Gimel. That during the Bia itself, the moment of the Bia, there is a status of Rodev. Cut it for a moment. Why don't you say a second before the beer is when it ends, and the second of the beer is already too late? You remember the word Hitzkima. But the answer is no, we pointed at that before. As long as it goes on, it still has the status of Rodin. As a matter of fact, this what I did was a sigil we cannot go into in Baba Kama, but the whole issue of mentioned briefly, the guy set the fire. He's five mitzvahs and called Shibolas and Shibolas. Remember that whole story? But it ties into this, but just making a reference. So we have to cut. I can't go into that anymore. In any event, if from Shlomeg is right, we understand why Tosus put his comment on the Lashon of what? Elabshita the Atzubet. Why? Because it's only a din of this separate halacha, the second din. That is of Rodev, that is a din of an onesh, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's taken literally, is limited to a case of where there is a hasra. Yes. See you. offer you give him. The Rambam says, "Even a vera below Torah, pekach elahitzel benatz erodef harogo, or the shofet donim v'chayev misa, avolain bezin amisin also." Arrive at asking, "What does Malach the Torah says? What do you mean? Of course, neragalo. Who asked? Self kafe. Ain't he there? Came as a chayev misa. Avolain bezin amisin also. A plea. What's going on? Why are you killing?" The different people. An unbelievable Shlom Eger. Maybe you don't want to get into this. If you want to make it open the book, it's very difficult to I don't want to go into too far afield. If Shlom Eger quotes over here, according to Brisker Rav, wants to say a Chiddush, quotes up a reverse. The Mishnah Melach of Perek Ches of the Pasolva quotes it. That if I see someone running after Chaim, and I can, Reuben running after Shimon. If I can shoot Reuben in the leg, and instead I kill Reuben, I'm Chaim Misa. But if Shimon himself can save himself by shooting Reuben in the leg, and Shimon himself shoots Reuben through the heart, he's Kosher. So the sheep are good. Chaim is back and forth. And if that's the case, they want to say that the guy Reuben is a guy for Tila. Why? Although no one else can shoot him. Levi can't shoot Reuben because he can get him in the legs. But Shimon can shoot Reuben even though he can get him in the legs. So then it's a guy for Tila. That's the suggestion of the Shlomo.
Can we
walk in?
Sure.
Okay. So let's now see what the Brisk Rav has to say. He says, follow. A person, there exists a category of a Gavra Ketila. A person who, in effect, is Elo Domin, has no blood, as the Torah describes it. He put himself in a situation where he is killable, committed and perhaps even required to kill him to save somebody else's life. So, what Belvila says, doesn't tell us to get a Baba Machteris, Ein Lo Domin. Ushnei dinim neragorode. There it is. Shnei dinim. Two are left. Chada ikir dinat kala shal niradav shenidu natsila benat sarode. The obvious thing. You kill the pursuer to save the pursuer. That's the obvious thing. That applies even to a 10-year-old, he says. Because he has a gun, he can shoot. Vishenit. Darode atlo toras elo darolo. Legabe kala dinim. And because the Rambam says, seems to say so. Geneva, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin. Now, this being the case, is the last paragraph in the piece. In Sino the Maiden, the Rodev is not only Atzalas Anirda. It's separate thing. Sindus Neatro, Dimshim Dachala, Bei Torres, Ein Lo Domin, the Gavra Ketila, who kalos din the gufo shel arode, hamora lifter al harigaso kibin Gavra Ketila, gam below tam of the hatzala tanirda. This being the case, it's coming the Rambam. Yochal ha-shul ha-becha me'evara. What if I can aim for the leg? And if I shoot him in the leg, then I'll thereby save the pursuit. And I decide I'm not going to aim for the leg. I'm going to shoot him in the heart. You may not do so. You do so, you're considered a murderer, this is the Rambam. But still, you're not guilty of a capital offense. You're not going to be killed. Why? Here's what Rambam says. How to be yachal ha-tzilo v'yachal me'evarot also ha-tzilo v'nasho, ha'inu rak ta'oz leka ha-mitzvah ha-reshus kol ha-rigas ha-roda ha-kushim shu ha-tzala ta-nirda. The first thing falls away. You don't have to kill him to save the pursuer. You don't have to maim the pursuer. אבל זה הדין השני שיש פרודס אין אדונו ונפסת לגב וכתילו זה לעולם איתי הפיוכו להתילו ביחד מעבור.
That applies on the left.
Why? Right? Will they have to have a talent to go? Why?
Is the pole aim for the heart, because he doesn't know how to shoot for the leg. But even the eye can aim for the leg, since he has no blood because of the other fella. So then, if I kill him, I'm fucking.
That's the case, maybe. That's just a way of saying it. One second. One second. Let me read it a little further. Comes out that this pursuer has the status of Elo Domin. Elo Domin. The head there, that it's mutter to shoot for the heart, depends on each and every matter. What his weapon is, how good his aim is. But the second thing of Elo Domin, who halos bin v'kufo sorodeh, and the shayach lamatilim. Is that call shall say after Atmo Nitan Atila Benafsha that can be Misha Yir, the world. Tala Le Adin to Ein Lo Domin. We made the call of them and Chayavan Al Ari Gosso. The Badin to Ein Lo Domin and Chilik Ben Misha Ogo Uchalos Din Al Gufo Shemesh of the Gav of Kapil. That's the Rambah. He's going to be the Sof and Domin. He should have do it, but still he wouldn't have done it. They did it. Did you say? They did it. Not exclusive in the Gemara. Gemara is to the point of Yonas and Benshol, right? If I aim for the heart when I can aim for the leg, I am killed. Presumably, Rabbi Yonas and Benshol denies that second din. Rabbi Yonas and Benshol is the only reason you're allowed to kill a relative is why? To save and pursue. And if I have an option of saving him by aiming the leg and I don't, and I'm killed. This makes the din of the Briscoe, Anal Dominic Gavra Tila, Rabbi Yonas and Michelle denies it. He has a whole series of sources. He has we discussed that yesterday. If someone kills a traitor, someone who's doomed to die in 12 months, so we just... The principle is not that far off. But the principle is that if people, even if you kill them, it's not labeled as an act of retrieval. He has another case he has. The guy runs away from the Ir Mikvah. Sin v'kufo sorode, en ha-shayach lamatilin. Is that kol sheroteach ba'atmo nitan atila v'nafsho, the guy being mishiyir, the world. Tala le adin the ain lo domin. We made the call of them and chayavan al harigoso. The badin the ain lo domin and chilek ben misha ogo uchalos din al gufos and that's what the guy that's to you. That's the Rambah. He's going to be the sof and domin. He should have do it, but still he wouldn't get killed. They did it. Did you say? They did it. Not exclusive in the Gemara. Gemara is to the point of Yonas and Benshol, right? If I aim for the heart when I can aim for the leg, I am killed. Presumably, Rabbi Yonas and Benshol denies that second din. Rabbi Yonas and Benshol is the only reason you're allowed to kill a relative is why? To save and pursue. And then if I have an option of saving him by aiming for the leg and I don't, and I'm killed. This makes the din of a Briscoe, Anal Dominic Gavra Tila, Rabbi Yonas and Michelle denies it. More to roll there than save and pursue. Right? Now we're getting an explanation of someone's
pay for this mass is what do you have to want him for? You can kill him without wanting him. The answer is you can kill him without wanting him. But you would not be exempt from paying for the barrels unless you receive the warning. Because only then and only then is he considered to have the status of an onus. Yes. We suggest it now. He's a 10-year-old. There's no kimra. You wouldn't pay anyway because a 10-year-old who does damage would not have to pay for the damage. The way we're suggesting now, if a 10-year-old who's pursuing somebody with a gun, and at the same time he causes damage to property, you would not apply the rule of kimra. It's not a bar onshin. If you want that to stop. That's what Shlomo Egan, in effect, suggests. Right. Okay, if that's true. Okay, fine.
What happens to the mice?
Yeah.
They're still out of the table?
No, only as long as the mice are going on.
Even the mice are.
Right, that's what the first one explained. You don't want a little bit longer, but there's a limit. Okay, this is Kinley, but they're out of your name. It's only been an owner, we said before. If you are being punished, then the halacha is your puppet from anything that you break while you're pursuing. The fact that you could just be killed to save the pursuer is not enough. So one might suggest, I'm not saying it has to say it, one might suggest that the status of being punished, that was some kind of a second in, not exactly identical to this other way. But here, if you do the idea, there's more to roll there than saving the pursuer. Right? Now we're getting in, it's a somewhat different way of saying it. There's a thing of onesh. That is only one scenario requires a warning. When the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone is pursuing and you warn him and then he breaks the barrel, he doesn't have to pay for this mass. What do you have to warn him for? You can kill him without warning him. The answer is you can kill him without warning him. But you would not be exempt from paying for the barrels unless you receive the warning. Because only then and only then is he considered to have the status of an onus. Yes. We suggest it now. He's a 10-year-old. There's no kimra. You wouldn't pay anyway because a 10-year-old who does damage would not have to pay for the damage. The way we're suggesting now, if a 10-year-old who's pursuing somebody with a gun, and at the same time he causes damage to property, you would not apply the rule of kimra. It's not a bar onshin. If you want that to stop. That's what Shlomo Egan, in effect, suggests. Right. Okay, if that's true. Okay, fine.
What happens to the mice?
Yeah.
They're still out of the table?
No, only as long as the mice are going on. Even
the mice are.
Right, that's what the first one explained. You don't want a little bit longer, but there's a limit. Okay, this is Tosfos Ella, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. There's only one Tosfos left on the page. And this last Tosfos is a very interesting one. Many times it came to me this morning and asked me what Tosfos means. Well, let me first speak out the Tosfos what we call Oisenberg, outside, and then we'll go discuss it a little bit more inside. What's the title of Tosfos? Imai de Musul Ladavar Chomer Havi Musul Ladavar Atal Dilma Loha. The Tosfos is an analysis over here, and here and in Sanhedrin, of an interesting concept. If I warn you, don't do this, or you're going to receive a very serious punishment. Can I then turn around and give you a less serious punishment? Or should we say no? You have to be warned for what you're going to get. If you're told, don't do this or else, you're going to be punishment, great, big punishment. You cannot then turn around and say, for whatever reason, we're going to give you a smaller punishment. I wasn't warned about this. So that's one point that Gemara suggests to that as well. The question, what's it based upon? The Tosfos suggests a fascinating psychological insight. It's called Tumas Nafshi and Plishkin, the Shimshon syndrome. I'm willing to die if I can take you with me. That's what Shimshon did, right? The pillars. That's the Tumas Nafshi. Unfortunately, that's the suicide bomb syndrome. I'm on all the time. Kamikaze syndrome. I'm willing to die if I can take a few of the enemy with me. That's unfortunately not. Look at the American stuff with the car bomb in Beirut. Remember that? It's a suicide mission. The Japanese in World War II, they fly right into the... Yeah, Kamikaze. It's a crash. Thomas thought it was Simpson. He thought of it. Thomas, Nopsey, and Pliskin. Let me die and bring in the boat. He's there. The people he took down with him, he was the pursued and they were the pursuers. And unfortunately, in the case of the other examples of modern times, it was the other way around. Anyway, look at this. I'm willing to die if I can take you with me. If I have a fight with you, I have a grudge for 30 years. And I'm so upset with you that if I can take you, I'm willing to go down with you. Come on. They hit you. And they can hit me. Now, worth me to be hit, I can only hit you. That's close to suggest. Psychology. That would expand it over here now and tomorrow. How do you know that? Lonit. Sanhedrin. Very good. Lonit. Very good. Lonit Nahatra. No, finish the sentence. Elahatkin Bein Shogeg Lemezes. Is that true? Can I float with who and who? Is it true? No. Not true. I mean, can I float with you? We don't talk to him, by the way. It's a question of Kovar Tzara Chasor. You may have a Makin, a Sanhedrin, a Thomas Kofa. A Dinina Hasor. Hey! Don't do this because, you know, it's prohibited to eat pork. Never know that, man. Of course you know that he's prohibited to eat pork. When he warned me, don't eat pork, or else to get mouth. I know that. I went to yeshiva. I'm already in yeshiva. What do you need to give me a straw for? We pass to know. You have to give our straw anyway. But indicates a character, man. And our straw that we call a zera is a cousin. Even if we know for a fact that you know, you have to warn you anyway. No warning, there's no, you can't kill him, nor can you give him out. So let's now go slow. The Tosfos says this psychological shock based on Thomas, Nafshi, and Plishtim, which would be valid, it would work in our Gemara, is in fact incorrect. Not based on our Gemara. Our Gemara, you couldn't tell it's incorrect. A Gemara in Sanhedrin. What's the case over there in Sanhedrin? An unfortunate mix-up in the penitentiary. To respond. So if they kill you, if you kill somebody, you... The better or worse you miss, you got him in the wrong place, you didn't kill him, so now we're going to work for you. Say, no, I'm not willing, I never agreed to that. That wasn't part of the deal I agreed to. I agreed to be killed, so I'm going to kill him. I didn't agree to be hit, so I'm going to hit him.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Close to tomorrow. How do you know that? Lo nit, Sanhedrin, very good. Lo nit, very good. Lo nit na hatra, no, finish the sentence. El lahatkin bein shogeg lemezes. Is that true? Can I float with who and who? Is it true? No, not true. I mean, can I float with you? We don't talk to him, by the way. It's a question of Kovar Tzara Chasor. You may have a Makin, a Sanhedrin, a Thomas Kofan, a Dinina Hasor. Hey, don't do this because, you know, it's prohibited to eat pork. Never know that. Of course you know that he's prohibited to eat pork. When he warned me, don't eat pork, or else to get mouth. But I know that. I went to yeshiva. I'm already in yeshiva. What do you need to give me a straw for? We pass to know. You have to give our straw anyway. It indicates a character, man. And I saw that we call it Zera as a cousin. Even if we know for a fact that you know, you have to warn you anyway. No warning, there's no, you can't kill him, nor can you give him out. So let's now go slow. The Tosfos says this psychological shock based on Thomas, Nafshi, and Plishtim, which would be valid, it would work in our Gemara, is in fact incorrect. Not based on our Gemara. Our Gemara, you couldn't tell it's incorrect. A Gemara in Sanhedrin. What's the case over there, Sanhedrin? An unfortunate mix-up in the penitentiary. So, in the penitentiary, maximum security prison. People are kept there only if they're going to be killed. But today, death row. Death row. But it's a mix-up of death row. We would have had four death rows. You know, we didn't have the pushers on the island. You know, we have to have four death rows. What's four death rows? Gila, right? And they cut them with four separate death rows. And then the Khan starts making a prison riot, sorry, and then they catch them. They each one, they succeed in breaking out of their little units, the steel units, the trampies, and they get into the yard. And then the big barbed wire, so they can't get out. Now you have to have 10 guys in each, and they have 40 guys. You don't know who's Gila, who's Trampy, you don't know anybody, all mixed up. What do you do now? What do you do? I would say, I'll give you a point. Give them all a lot. The least misa. Literally. Give them all the least misa. Says the Gemara. Mom, and I mean, you could have thought otherwise. Boy, the name, the Musa, the Dover, the Kavu, the Havi, Musa, the Dover, a cow. So they have a psychological shot works still, almost there. So what's the real shot? Eliyah Shlomar, the Xeris at Kosovo, the Be'ina Shiyatir Atzma, the Osa Misa, Ben Kala, Ben Hamuru. Nothing fancy. It's simply a Xeras at Kosovo. What do you hear? In general. Here and there. The Xeris at Kosovo is you have to be warned with what you're going to get, and you have to say in response that I don't care, give it to me. Give me the skila, give me the chena, give me the malchus. Nice to meet you, sir.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Oh. I always try to speak clear English, but I just try to make it a little more clear. I go to some other, right? Don't think because it's the reverse. See, from here out, Musa the Dabra Khama Havi Musa the Dabra Akal, the Hossam is there. She did the Kaima the Yisribo, the Skeel of the Kibo, Koshkan Shem Yisribo Fenech, Al also Dabra Atzmo, Shalom Mekabo. I'm going to say, that's crazy for what I told you before. The only one can do Chil Shabbos, I mean, they can strong and stone it. Now if they're going to somehow hang it. That's ridiculous. Vafilochi, nevertheless. Boiling it. But the Gemara wanted to say before the Shmamina. Whatever the Gemara says, Shmamina, I mean, you could have thought otherwise. Boiling it, the Musa, the Dover, Chavu, the Havi, Musa, the Dover, a cow. So they have a psychological shot works here, almost there. So what's the real shot? Eliyah Shlomar, the Xeris at Kosovo, the Be'ina, Shiyatir, Atzma, the Osa, Misa, Ben Kala, Ben Hamuru. Nothing fancy. It's simply a Xeras HaKosim. What do you hear? In general. Here and there. The Xeras HaKosim is you have to be warned with what you're going to get, and you have to say in response that I don't care, give it to me. Give me the skila, give me the chena, give me the malchus. Nice to meet you, sir.
Where are you from?
I always try to speak clear English, but I just try to make it a little more clear. I go to some other shiur, I have to change the language a little more to get them to understand. But okay. There's a major kasha in the process, but now we can talk about it. He left, and now it's a little bit complicated. Wait a second. This is a Bachman's kasha. A Bachman asked a kasha like this. Where's my Talmud shiur? Yiddish. Oh, yes, Tamarad. Could be, but let me stop the flugger, if he remembers from his youth. You know, you well? Yeah, what's up? He's like this. The kasha. Look at this. Kasha. Married it. Look inside, please. Look inside. You can't look inside. Listen to me as I read from inside. The kasha. The feel of came as the Ari Musa of the Rakao. Akati Tixi. Ha'eno Chaya of the Kala. Not Kala of the. Kala of the cook. How can you give the guy Shenek? How can you give the guy Shenek? It's impossible. How did you give the guy Shenek? What do you mean he gave the guy Shenek? He was over and only tied in Tequila. Forget Astro. Let's say there's no dinner of Astro. Just imagine your mantra and all of it. There's no dinner of Astro in the Torah. This guy did a Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is tied in Tequila. How do you give the guy Shenek? Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't do me any favors. You know why it's not a favor? Because once he got mixed up and he can't give me what I get, he can't give me any of that gold free. Ha ha. Don't do me any favors. Say right, we're not just hold on to the kids hold on to the first. Elako, so Yaakov's mechaber. Look what he says. Elako, Sarah Kloma, the Yesh Bichlal Mosayim Mona, the Kala Bachamura Meshach Shaycha. This is murder. They're not going to be killed. Don't give me that. Yeah. Right. The old one that show looked only for this field. You want to know how to get the guy Kenneth? Hey, I'm doing Yitzchak Kenneth anyway. I have a much bigger problem than not having a straw for the Yitzchak Kenneth. I didn't do the Yitzchak Kenneth. Think about it for a second. No, you didn't. That's the Ron's cash. The Ron asked the cash. And he gives two theories. Yes. We pass in his with Lewis. Oh, so that's what Ben Adavid answers. Seems to be saying as follows. Ben Adavid says, shot is like this. If Muslim is Dover Akamra, if Muslim is Dover Akamra, what it really means is you're not going to believe it. Right, I'm Kaya too. At the moment, that I am a Chal Shabbos, and they warn me, Hetzachayim, Hetzachayim, don't do this Chal Shabbos, you're going to be stoned. From that very moment, before I got mixed up with anybody else, when anything else happened, I'm Chayav two things. I'm Chayav Gila, and I'm also, what's happening though? The emet is, the Bachan was really Mechavet at Iran's Kash. That's the Chidush Iran in Sanhedrin that I asked to take a look at. Iran gives two Chidushim, that they named David, Mufti, he's the Talmud Ramban. They have a Chidush Pesachim, Chidush Ben David. He's in the Rana. He quotes every line. Every Ben David is quoted all the time. Talmud Shel Ramban. I think it's his own terrace. Probably not. See if I could walk up for it. See, I can tell that. I'm willing to be killed if I get a complete kapara. And then it's a grudge, or then I don't want to be killed. Don't give me that. Yeah. Right. The old one that show looks only for this field. You want to know how to get the guy Kenneth? Hey, I didn't do Yitzchak Kenneth anyway. I have a much bigger problem than not having a straw for the Yitzchak Kenneth. I didn't do the Yitzchak Kenneth. Think about it for a second. No, you didn't. That's the Ron's cash. The Ron is the cash. And he gives two theories. Yes. We pass in his Muslim. Rosh Rabbeinu David answers. Seems to be saying as follows. Then the David says, shot is like this. If Musul the Davar HaChomer, if Musul the Davar HaKal, what it really means is, you're not going to believe it. Right, I'm Kaif too. At the moment that I am a Chal Shabbos, and they warn me, Hetzachayim, Hetzachayim, don't do this Chal Shabbos, you're going to be stoned. From that very moment, before I got mixed up with everybody else, when anything else happened, I'm Chayav two things. I'm Chayav Gila, and I'm also Chayav Chenek. The Asra is on Gila, and Asra is on Chenek. Right, make it. Everything else below. Everything else below. That's not true, but then that's not the chenech with the tefillah. That doesn't work. There's a nisa in general. Only looks on the way down. On the way down. You can see it chayav the kala from the beginning. That's what Ben Adavid says. One second. The Ran says no. The only chayav skew. That's it. I can definitely suddenly give you kind of when you're mixed up. Benson has the power to change. Not a Ben Adavid. The Ben Adavid says that you have unbelievable, amazing kiddush that you need to do for Chal Shabbos. You have tefillah straight for Herod Kenneth. But what if you got their option? The Rana says no. You have only tefillah. But Benson has the right when the circumstances dictated to say yes. Your chayav tefillah give you Kenneth. Why? Must be, that when he said, when they warned him, don't do this, you're going to get skilled, and he said, I came, it must be the chat that he was hitzir atzmo lechenek as well. He said, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway, even if I get skilled, what's right for her lechenek. He said that. That's what Agamon means. Musru lechal is considered a musru lechal in the general case. With chayev in both of it. Here he's chayav only in one of it. So I did one thing called chilul shabbos. It's a special case that Bezdin can transfer him over to chenek when they get mixed up. But that includes an additional chiddush. It's musul lechomer, it's musul lechal. So in a different situation, where guys are two separate of it, we cannot give him the more serious for whatever reason, we'll give him the less serious one. That's what Achlomus have been adopted on how you look at it. Each one of the chiddush gadol. I'm a fun if I couldn't believe either of those conditions. Say that's the chiddush for the tzarach here. Rabosai, we have now completed Lamed Gimel and Aleph for all purposes. Anyway, never finished. Let's turn the page some of it. Yes, sir. Right, it's not a perfect comparison, it's obvious. It's just a rough comparison. I think it's very rough.
It's very rough.
Very.
You
get the X number of, what do you want to call it? Pain points, kapara points, difficult misa points, and herig, henig, and herig, and can I get less? Make up an artificial list of points, you know, and each one goes down the list. That's what I mean. Transfer the points. Yes. Yeah. No. Go back. Rabbi Yochanan, who stood you? Hello, Rabbi Yochanan, I forgot to tell you. Im Yakum Vistalech where's my Bakura? Im Yakum Vistalech Bakut Al Mishantov and Ikra Makeh Rak Shifto Yitain. Famous Pokus, that's Moshani, right? Everyone knows it. Famous Pokus. Thanks to Gemara. The Chisal al Dato, I think Rashi Chumash quotes if I'm not mistaken. The Chisal al Dato, Shazem, Mahalek Pashuk, Shazem, Nerak. Of course, we need Karl Marx, but what kind of business is this? Ella Malami. Shechov Shinoso, you put him in jail. You don't believe in jail as a punishment, but rather jail is here as a, how should we say, containment. He shouldn't jump bail. No bail. No bail, ain't he? There's no bail over here. No matter how much money you are, that's it. Stop. The E miss Catalina Lay. The law miss. Doesn't die. Shift so ye stand the rap for your rap. That's the member. The rubber's member. A Bryson, this will be the Bryson. Okay? Thank you, Dumb. What's the case? Eaglo Astrobay. On my mixel. Why should he be put in jail? No matter what happens, he's not going to get killed. Hell, look, see that the Asubay, they warned him. Umos from the Dover, Akhama, was the Dover, Akhama. Fiyama, Akhama, no, shift, so he's in the rap when you're rapping. As opposed to what? As opposed to Malko. Text him on the same rigmarole. Maska, Flora, Vashi, me, my, the Musu, the Dover, Akhama, was the Dover, Akhama. Zuma, Lavi. Vishnu, Saloma, Havi, Uri. My the Mitzah Chamura, Dilma Malchus Chamur. Points can be made, and the points spread in the Mitzah. So how can you compare apples to oranges? Mitzah to Malchus. And not only that, but Malchus is more strict. Omar Rav Ibn Oli Nen Zuhu L'Chananya Mishol V'Azayah Pauchu L'Salmo. Would have bowed down to the idol. If they would have threatened to kill, they wouldn't have bowed down to the idol. Why not? Because Yehovah Vayavah. They threatened to torture them. They would have tortured them. Then, pastors, they would have been, the Gemara suggested they would have been Muslims about out of the Tereyah. Because torture is more than death. Maybe Malchus is also more than death. What? Amalei Rav Sama B'Rei D'Rav Ashi D'Rav Ashi. V'Yamei Rav Sama B'Rei D'Rav Ashi D'Rav Ashi. V'lo Shani Lach Ben Akor Sheyesh Lo Kitzro. V'Akor She'ein Lo Kitzro. Those three heroes would have been tortured incessantly. Whereas here, you got 39, you're finished. Master of Mori, Mimadim, Amazim, Venika, Mixola.